Excuse me. I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
You'd like to greet us all and do the attendance, Marika, on your side?
This is Natalie. I'll do the roll call straight away. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Policy and Implementation Definition Subteam meeting on the 3rd of February, 2014. On the call today, we have Amir Sadir, Sarah Longdon-Orr, Wolf Ulrich-Knerman, Michael Graham, and Alan Greenberg. We have an apology from Maureen Cubberley. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Mary Wong, and myself, Natalie Perrigan. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Michael.
Thank you. It's Michael Graham for the record. I'm wondering if anyone has a suggestion the best way to pursue this. Can I presume that everyone has had the opportunity to look at both Chuck's and Aubrey's comments that are included on this last version of the draft definitions that Marika sent out?
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm asking was, is anyone unable to take a look at those?
Oh, fine.
Okay. Let me just give my general feeling from the work group discussion and then also from the notes that we have in here. And that is that it seems to me that a good deal of the discussion, while extremely useful and directed at our various understandings of these terms, is really more directed at, or better directed towards, the discussion that might come of these terms as they're actually used in the final report of the working group. At the same time, I certainly want to reach definitions that are not going to in themselves create a basis for too much discussion within the group. The real understanding that I thought we were getting across, and some of the comments I'm not sure if they did, was the fact that these are simply intended to be understandings of these terms in order to use them in our discussions. And where there are needs to clarify them, to find other explanations for them, that hopefully that would be the result of the actual work groups or the principles group going forward. But that being said, I think we do need to work on these so that we can present something that's a little bit more cogent. And that may have been our problem in our discussions, recognizing that we needed some clarifications. And in point of fact, I think some of the clarifications actually have led to some of the issues that have been raised. And just as an example of that, with policy definition, Aubrey's comment and others, taking us to task whether or not we can say something is generally accepted, which is basically an explanation of the limitation of the definition, and I suppose might be better served if we simply had the definition there, and if there was a requirement still for some clarification, to put that either in footnotes or someplace else, so that the definition does not devour the either the meaning or the term itself. So going back to policy, for example, and this was one of the things that I tried to get through, Aubrey had a number of questions based on that definition, and in going through that all, I wondered if perhaps a better way might simply be to adopt, again, a dictionary definition in terms of what that term meant, and I turned to an old copy of the American Heritage Dictionary, which defines policy, one of its definitions, as any plan or course of action adopted by a government, political party, business organization, or the like, designed to influence and determine decisions, actions, and other matters, which seemed to me rather broad in getting across the idea of policy without requiring that it be a written statement or it be a set of decisions, and removing the introduction, a generally accepted definition of policy is, which of course, that's what the definition is. Alan, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, a couple of things. In terms of the definition of policy, not as opposed to GNSO policy, we put that phrase at the beginning because we had competing for definitions from different dictionaries, and we were trying to sort of blend them together. I don't think, you know, by putting it there, we were trying to make sure someone else didn't come in and say, but I have a different one. Obviously, that didn't work. I don't know the way forward. In terms of the overall discussion, which essentially was, you know, that by setting these definitions, we're deciding on what the outcomes of the working group are, and if you don't like these outcomes, then therefore you don't like the definitions. I think somehow we have to get the message through, and I'm, to be honest, not optimistic we can do it properly, that these are definitions that we're starting with. We decided to come up with definitions in this group, in the working group, because we felt it was important that everyone use words that are common words in the same way so that we didn't have misunderstandings. As we go through the process, we are likely to end up with different definitions in the very end, and perhaps different definitions at various intermediate stages. And the whole purpose of having definitions is so we know when they need to change because we don't think they're useful anymore. The world would be a lot easier for us if we could use words that are not words in common usage, and therefore the definition doesn't have there are not preconceived definitions, but we can't get away with that. So I think we need to try to reinforce that these are good, these we believe are good starting definitions, and when we go through the working group process and find that they are no longer useful definitions, then we need to change them or come up with new words that meet the new uses. And I think that message we have to get through. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have this debate every time we go back with them. So I don't have a solution, but I think that's part of the problem.
Thanks, Alan. Mary, I'll call on you in a moment. But I think, Alan, what you just said, there is a couple of sentences in the midst of that. If we can have it transcribed from the recording of this, would be the perfect statement. And I think all we can do is make that statement and continue to make it. I think the most important thing that you did say in that was that we recognize that these are working definitions and that we expect many of them will change over time, but it's important that we have a starting place for that. And then some of the general terms, to have a general understanding. I think using that is, in addition to the note that we have at the beginning of the definitions, maybe the best that we can do. And either people who come late to the game or have a particular concern with the use of any definitions, will hopefully then be encouraged to make that input as the process goes on. Mary?
Thanks, Michael. And just to follow up on what you said and what Alan said, in terms of the note at the beginning, one thing that we could add to amplify those statements is to add something in there about saying that this is a starting point. And then from there, they expect it to evolve, et cetera, et cetera. We can certainly put that in which case it may be helpful then for the policy draft definition at least to simply remove that first part of the sentence, a generally accepted definition of policy is, and simply start with what that definition as stated is, as the group does elsewhere in the document. And so then that can focus the discussion of this group and the larger group on the actual definition itself, as rather than, as Alan says, going back to battling dictionaries, because everybody will have a different starting point and a different authoritative set of definitions in dictionaries. So that's my suggestion, to maybe amplify the note at the beginning and then to remove that first part of the sentence from the first term policy up to the colon.
Yeah, this is Michael. I think that would be one way to approach it. And actually, in going to American Heritage, as I was going through the definitions, realizing, oh, that's where we came from. So I think that would be excellent if we could include that additional information in the note. And again, I think if you look back, what you just said, Mary, Alan said very well in his statement that we could almost pull that verbatim and put it in there. And I think anything in the definitions that's extraneous, we ought to just remove with the understanding that this is each of those definitions is being given as a draft based on what we say up at the top here. I'd be happy with that. I don't know if we need to specifically address, for example, Aubrey's comments specifically. An awful lot of some of them, I guess, are really questions that we should, and many of them have asked ourselves as we went through this process. I don't know if we need to go back to that or if that's going to be an awful lot of labor on this project, which would be nice to move forward. Amr?
Thanks, Michael. This is Amr. I want to say that in principle, I agree with everything everyone's been saying, Mary, Michael, and Alan. I do think that we should still, to an extent, go through the comments and perhaps make a few changes. The intent of this sub-team was, of course, to set a list of definitions that we could use for the purpose of a common understanding using these terms throughout the work of the entire working group. However, that does not necessarily mean that we can't try to make these definitions as good as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the suggestions that were made might be constructive. I mean, going through the comments in the right-hand column, I do think some of these suggestions might be constructive and will probably make it easier for the working group to do its job later on. Thanks.
Okay, in that regard, I wonder, should we just go through the comments one by one, see if we have a specific response or if they raise an issue that we can address? Mary, did you put your hand back up, or is that your hand still?
Oops, sorry, old hand.
Well, that's okay. So why don't we try and do that? Most of the comments really come in this early part. The first one, if we can take a look at that, do we need to read it for the record? I don't think so. I guess my initial response to the first comment would be simply that ICANN policy is different from policy general in that it is related to or derives from the work of ICANN, which in and of itself would differentiate it. And I know from, I believe it was an email that Aubrey shared early on before the discussion, her concern is from the context of being a student of philosophy, which in many cases the definition can determine the outcome, basically. And it's sort of in the area of scientific study as well. You determine the outcome, then you have the definition, and that's self-determinative. And I think we need to keep that in mind, but that's not what we're trying to get at, and I hope the statement as revised will get that across. That was certainly, I think, our intent. The second comment, I find hard. That was just addressing the use of generally accepted. And the specific response to that would be just the one that Alan had made, that we inserted that because there are varying dictionary definitions. And this is one generally accepted. And I think removing that from it helps clarify that. Alan?
Yeah, going back to the first comment, I think what it's saying is they understand. Is that average comment, by the way? I can't. It's cut off who said it, but it doesn't matter. It seems to be saying that they understand, or she understands, that we're putting this definition differentiated from GNSO policy, ICANN policy, but we do not make that clear in the definition of GNSO policy. And if that's the case, we probably do need to do that. I thought we are doing that by saying in the next sentence, GNSO is a policy developed, policy being implicitly a refer back to the previous one. But if that's not sufficiently clear, we should make that clear.
Okay, I agree. And I think, too, we're not trying to differentiate. Policy is actually creating the larger universe of policy within which GNSO policy needs to be understood.
Is a subset, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can look at the language down there when we get to GNSO policy and see if we need to change that. I had a couple suggestions, actually. I think we're still on... And that was really going at that it's a written statement, it's a set, and also that it's written out. I don't know if anyone else has trouble with the written statement of a I guess our understanding is if it's not in writing, it would not constitute policy, although it might be part of the discussion. But I don't know if we need to say a written statement of. Anyone have a feeling one way or the other? Yeah, I think that was drawn specifically from one of the definitions. So I might try to just remove that. I wonder if it might be a statement of it be a statement or understanding of a set of decisions. Mary?
Do we have criticism of the word statement, written statement, or statement itself?
I don't see, one author says often it's more than one statement, so it might be statements plural, and it may not be written. I'm not so concerned with statement because policy is singular, statement, I'm fine with that, but written might be a limitation that I have a little trouble with.
How about instead of written statement, a formulation?
Formulation of a set of decisions.
I'm sure someone will find something wrong with that too, but.
Well, if we define formulation.
It's been Alan speaking for the record.
Mary, did you want to say anything or?
Yeah, I was actually thinking, and I put my hand down because I wasn't sure that I had a better suggestion than Alan. As he says, someone will take offense at something. I was thinking that maybe what the group was getting at here was not so much written versus unwritten, because I think Ivory's point here is that, well, maybe there are unwritten policies that are still, binding or operating as much as written. So I was thinking more along the lines of formal or formalized, which I think is along the lines of where Alan is going. But it seems to me also that, again, one thing you might want to consider is just not even saying what kind of statement, what form it takes, and simply talk about a set of decisions and principles or something like that. So there's two alternatives here. One is to replace the word written with something else that's more specific and maybe better. Second is to maybe take that out altogether.
Yeah, I think formulation, this is Michael, probably would raise some of the same issues. Maybe if we just remove that early part, and as you were saying, Mary, just have it be a set of decisions and or methods. Of course, decisions and or methods is questionable, but again, I think our fallback with some of this definition might be the fact that we were basing this on some of the definitions that we were drawing off of dictionaries and such. And I note on the side, Maureen had proposed this, so I'm not sure what her source was. We could always ask her. And then a couple comments here, still on that. So comment 4 from Aubrey, goes with decisions and methods. 5, what does selected mean and who is doing the selection? And I think that's determined by the type of policy, so that would be covered by GNSO policy and such. If policy is just guidance, does that mean it can be ignored? I think that goes into the question, let's see, to determine and guide, I think the answer to her question is it's according to the context. Thought.
This is Amr. We could switch the word guide with another one like steer, perhaps.
What was that again?
I was suggesting we change the word guide to something like steer or to that effect.
I mean, I think we'd have the same question. Her question is, if policy is just guidance, does that mean it can be ignored whenever someone wants? I am fine on removing guidance only because it becomes a defined term later on. So using steer might avoid that issue. Yeah, I could live with that definition. I think it sort of addresses what's been raised. And I'm looking, too, at the final comment that Aubrey made on 6 on desirability. Results that are well-formed decision processes that was established before the policy was discussed. I'm not sure how that would affect the desirability of the intent of a policy that's later. But I don't see how that would affect the definition, if anyone else can. Go ahead, Alan.
I'm not sure why we need that whole last clause at all. The issue of desirability or necessity goes into the rationale or motivation for why you set the policy. I think that's irrelevant. If we decide on a policy that from now on people may only wear blue clothes at ICANN meetings, it is a policy. It may be a stupid policy. It may be not justified. But it's a policy. I don't think we need to define why.
So it's Michael. So do you believe that last clause is actually
Delete from thought on. I would delete thought to the end of the sentence.
I could live with that, Mary.
Sure, Michael, and thanks, Ellen. We can do that as well. I was just trying to add to this that I think, Michael, as you said about some other comments, that this wording probably came from one or more of the dictionary definitions. I think there's at least one dictionary definition that defines policy as, you know, being made by a particular body for reasons that are either desirable, expedient, or necessary. So, you know, two out of the three words from that definition is in this particular one. So, again, it's up to the group whether to, if you're going to add it at all, at least I think the good thing is to be able to explain to the full group where it came from. Alternatively, as Alan suggests, you could delete it and just have that very short statement.
Yeah, Alan, the only reason, this is Michael, the only reason why I would keep that in is my impression of policy as driving something. One definition I have looked at is designed to influence and determine decisions, actions, and other matters. So it does not have say that it's desirable. So a guide to present and future actions, that would be within the definition that I was looking at, and I guess we could remove that. I was thinking earlier that there's a reason for a policy, which is to set up, meet some reason. It's good to have this policy because, but I suppose you're looking at the blue pants, and there really isn't any reason except somebody's exercising their authority, but perhaps that's because that person thinks it would be nice for them to be able to exercise the authority. So I could go either way. Alan?
Yeah, if we're being candid, there is a reason for the policy in the minds of those who made them at the time they made them. We have many policies in the world, many laws in the world, which are completely irrational and not applicable anymore, but they stand. So,
yeah,
just my perspective.
Let's do this. Let's take that last clause out and see if there's any question when we bring it back. I think that may be the best course. Like moving down to GNSO policy, I think that the overwhelming comment that we got both in the discussions of the working group and also from Aubrey and I don't see one from Chuck, but I think Chuck in another one, the question really was raised that the way we had defined it was unduly limiting and not reflective of how GNSO policies have been developed in the past. I actually had a very specific suggestion for changing this. And why don't I go through that, and maybe you can type it in and we can look at it. And that is to insert after is. So GNSO policy is insert any rather than a. And then policy developed, and I inserted after on behalf of and transmitted to the ICANN board by the GNSO, comma, and approved by the board, period. And then following that, GNSO policy may be developed, and then I'm back into the text, I believe, through a formal policy development process that set forth in Annex A of the ICANN bylaws, and then I inserted, or through other means. And then the long comment, so that incorporates a little bit of that note, but then most of the note would be relegated to a footnote. So it would be something like the EIWG notes that there are multiple kinds of policy. So I was trying to, one, broaden the fact that GNSO policy could be developed either through a PDP or other means, and then also the concept that you're hit with, to be cognizant of the fact that GNSO policy only exists really after it's approved by the board. Before that, it's a policy proposal, I suppose. I'm not sure if there's a terminology for it. Alan?
Sorry, that was an old hand.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry I wasn't able to get. So it's GNSO policy is any policy. I can actually try and type this out. Let me do that.
Michael, this is Mary. Can I make a short comment while you're typing?
Yes.
And I've been reading your document, and I was going to put it in. My only small comment is the phrasing of on behalf of. I'm not sure that's something that you want to call out here, because it seems to imply that the policy is made on behalf of the board by the GNSO. And while they may, that may not be entirely inaccurate, it may focus people's attention on different things other than what you want them to focus on.
Wow.
So we could probably add in the stuff that you're going to be typing in about that addresses Avi's point, that there are many different ways that policy is developed in the GNSO, but the common point is that they get sent to the board that approves them. And as she says, the only distinction is when something's consensus policy rather than not. So I can add in those parts of your phrasing to this definition and have people look at it if you like.
Yeah, I think that'd be useful. And thank you for clarifying that. Some of the processes I've not been involved in, so you know, to have that clarified is essential. And I just posted in the chat. Basic change to that. My only question, Mary, and what you've typed is with GNSO policy, that would be to the board from the GNSO, correct? Or where else would that come from?
Yes, from the GNSO.
Okay, I think we have to say that. Otherwise, it's any policy transmitted to an approved.
Oh, you're right. Okay. And I really, that's right, I skipped a couple of things typing that in. Transmitted to the ICANN board by the GNSO.
As an aside, that sounds like my son editing my website. Oh, I just thought I would change those words for you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I was just typing quickly.
Oh no worries. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm slightly having a deja vu feeling because it almost feels like we're starting off from scratch where we started, you know, 2 months ago. So I am concerned slightly that we, you know, if we're going to reword everything in such great detail, we're really, you know, going to take quite some time. And I think at some point we, and it's maybe a working group discussion, we'll need to draw a line in the sand and say, but these are just working definitions. But on this point, you know, again, if we're going to write in transmitted to the ICANN board and approved by the ICANN board, if we're linking it to or through other means, then it doesn't reflect current reality. The only policy recommendations that currently go up to the board are those developed through a PDP. We've had other recommendations, which, you know, or maybe you don't label those policy recommendations, but have been developed through non-PDP working groups. But those typically don't go up to the board because they don't require, these are not consensus policy or require contractual changes. So some recommendations may come out of there that, you know, are either sent to the board for information or not sent because, you know, the GNSO is able to implement them because either it's, you know, providing notice or, you know, best practices to certain parties. So again, I think here, you know, I'm having difficulty here. I think in some of these definitions, we're already trying to write the future or what we think it should or will be. While I think our job here really should be to reflect what is current reality and maybe then acknowledge indeed in footnotes that indeed these things may change depending on the outcomes. But not try to already do that work as we write the definition. That would be my comment.
Thank you, Marika, and I certainly agree. I do not want to rewrite, I think, this first couple to address the larger issue of that were brought up in terms of understanding the relationship of policy to actually being implemented. But I do have a question before I get to you, Alan, and that is, in light of what you just said, Marika, what would you respond then on Aubrey's comment 8, the one, this is, as staff note, indicates far too limited?
Well, I think it's basically, I think this is more the discussion that we're going to have. So maybe the response should be, you know, the definition is just reflecting current reality. And again, I think, you know, at one point we may say, like, indeed, even advice given as part of implementation feedback should be considered policy and therefore, you know, either needs to go to the board or is labeled as such. But I think, again, I think her comment is basically indeed jumping ahead of what current reality is. Maybe that's underlying assumption, but if we're talking about what goes up to the board, and I'm just talking from my practice from, you know, last 5 years, maybe before that there were other things that would also go up to the board, but typically it's only PDP recommendations that go to the board for approval. Other recommendations, and even those that, you know, may not affect contracted party or are consensus, but are not consensus policies, are typically not required to be sent to the board for approval to, in order to take effect. You know, for example, we have a current of non-PDP working groups ongoing at the moment. I think that, I'm not sure what they call now, metrics and reporting. At this stage, I mean, it's maybe too early to tell, but it's a non-PDP working group. There's no requirement for that to go up to the board. The council may decide to do so, but it could also decide if there's specific recommendations that, you know, it wants to directly communicate to registries or registrars, for example. It can just go ahead and do that. Of course, there's no obligation for those parties to comply with that. So that's why I'm struggling here a bit with, you know, I understand what Avery Common is saying, but I think that, again, goes to the discussion we'll need to have as part of the working group. And that definition, indeed, may expand or may change as, you know, certain conversations are had on where, indeed, where's policy, where's implementation, how does it all tie together. And as well, I think she's talking here about staff involvement. But again, I think it's not the only way policy originates, but again, that's, I think if we're talking about board approval, that aspect is currently only required as part of a PDP, as far as I'm aware.
Okay. Let me go back. Would you be happy with that if we didn't have that last clause then, or through other means? Would it then be accurate?
It's Alan. Could I get in? I'd like to propose something.
Okay, Alan. Propose.
Yeah. First of all, this is a rare time I disagree with Marika. As an example, the Red Cross IOC work that the GNSO did a number of years ago, which later on became a PDP, but at that time it was a drafting team that made a recommendation to the board. The board ignored it, but that's so be it. The board, you know, took it and it decided what to do with it. So I think that's an example. But I don't think it's relevant, because I don't think we need to go into that level of detail in this document. I think it suffices to say GNSO policy is a recommendation, a GTLD-related recommendation that the GNSO passes and is later approved by the board, or some wording like that. You know, the things like it's transmitted to the ICANN board, that's a level of detail I don't think we need. And clearly, the board can reject anything the GNSO does, and it's not policy. So the critical issues are, it is a recommendation on a policy recommendation the GNSO makes and is approved by the board. And that leaves the methodology completely open as to how it is done and what it is in relation to.
Well, Alan, let me have a quick question. I see there's Mary's typing here. Would it be then a GTLD-related policy recommendation made by the GNSO that is approved by the ICANN board?
Yeah, that sounds like good wording.
Okay. And then, from what you were saying, too, you would leave in or other means, since there have been instances.
I would not mention the methodology. If the GNSO, in its wisdom, decides to make a policy recommendation to the board, and it passes the GNSO, and the board approves it, it's policy.
Okay, so to the extent, this, Michael, to the extent that we might want to have some explanation, so that last sentence that begins GNSO policy may be developed, that and all of this following note, then if we wanted to include that by way of clarification, perhaps add it as a footnote, but not as part of the definition?
Yeah, I could live with it as it stands right now, as a separate sentence, you know, perhaps a separate paragraph to make it clear, or as a footnote. I don't have strong feelings about that.
Okay. The reason why I'm thinking footnotes is to pull things out of the definition as much as possible and yet be able to address the fact that there are other things that we considered in there.
I support that. It's Alan speaking. As I said on the overall working group call, I'm really regretting that I suggested definitions at all, because we are spending far more time on it than I thought was going to be necessary to simply set some ground rules so that we're all speaking the same language. The definitions have become the debate instead of a useful tool for the debate.
Right. And I must say, Alan, though, I think it's important to have that starting place, as you were saying, and then address them. But I'd like them to be addressed, hopefully, as part of the larger process and not be the things driving the process. And that's where I thought your suggestion of going this direction was right on board. So if we could make maybe that those changes then to put that last sentence and the note into a footnote rather than as part of the definition to bring it back. Now, I'm going to move on to... on two, policy development, the process by which policy is developed. I'm not sure how to address the comment. Let's see, policy development process. I guess my only response there would be, not if we say so. I don't know if it's... I think it's still important to have policy development up there as a general definition to be followed by GNSO policy development. My only question with that would be, should it actually be GNSO policy development process? And then the definition would simply say... I guess the definition I'm fine with and following. Anyone have a comment whether that should be policy GNSO policy development process? Yeah, I guess we could add that to both of them. Palmer?
Yeah, hi, Michael. This is Palmer. I was going to say that I'm perfectly happy with both of these definitions being left just the way they are. I think old policy development and GNSO policy development, I think they're defined clearly, and I think the mention that there is some form of process involved in GNSO policy development is stated accurately in the definition. Thanks.
Okay, I can live with that. Any other thoughts on that?
I don't believe that the words process need to be added to the term as in policy development process and GNSO policy development process. I think you could leave them just as policy development and GNSO policy development.
Okay, so why don't we do this? I'm happy with keeping the definitions, but let's do a quick hands up for adding process. If you... I think we should add process to the ends of those two. Do and agree? Okay, let's do it the other way then. If you believe that we should leave process out of the definitions and of the terms and go ahead with the way that it was earlier drafted, do and agree. Or yell at me. Okay. On a quick vote, I say the leave-out process wins. Let's move on to three. And this had a question from Chuck, who doesn't like using the same term in the definition, and he suggested changing advice to suggestion. Right? That was him, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with that. On policy guidance,
I'm sorry, it's Alan. Can you repeat the first one? I didn't see that comment, and I'm confused.
Oh. Okay, this is from Chuck. He had a couple comments. He basically said, it is preferred not to use the term being defined in the definition.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. I misunderstood what you said, and I hadn't seen the comment. Yes, I agree. Go ahead.
Okay. Then Aubrey's question on GNSO policy guidance was whether guidance is different from recommendation. Why create a new term? And basically, we're not creating a new term. We simply address this because this was in the charter, which is why we were addressing it. So it may be a solution, but it was one that we were asked to address. Mary?
Michael, and that could probably be the sub-team's response. I just wanted to note that Jay Scott, I believe, in his latest comment, raised the same issue. So that's two comments from two members of the working group to address.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess my response would be in footnote three, we note that this is something that was raised in the charter, and in order for us, for the working group to address whether or not it's something that might be developed, we included this, and we just wanted to distinguish it from policy advice, which was a term that we understood was being used other places. Alan?
Yes, thank you. I mean, the context of this was the GNSO has from time to time been asked for guidance on specific matters. The output of such guidance typically is not developed by a formal process, and one could perhaps argue that it's not deemed to be binding is not quite the right word, but the GNSO does not necessarily doesn't expect it to be honored, but that's not the case. Essentially, this is non-policy opinions provided by the GNSO.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may be policy related, but somehow it's outside of the policy process. But it's words that are spoke by the GNSO. And we're trying to apply a name to it. And you're right, advice was used for advisory committees, and we didn't want to use that, so we picked guidance.
I wonder, and I'm going to leave this out there because I think we're going to have to stop the call, whether or not what you just said might be the way to define it and escape some of the issues. Non-policy, something along the line of non-policy opinions provided by the GNSO, something like
that. Well, I mean, the future may, it's Alan speaking, the future may show it to be policy, you know, because it may later be subject to it, but it's not derived from a policy process.
Right, and I think that was the important point early on, that it was something other than through that process. And then what exactly it might be would be what the work group would have to develop. If it is something to put together and suggest exists, and if so, how that would be approached. But I don't think, I think being as close as possible to what they gave us would be the way to go with the definition. Let me ask this of all of you who are online right now, because you do need to get off soon, and then Amr, I'll give you a moment. And that is whether or not, rather than having a work group session on Wednesday, if you would be available at that time to get together and finalize going through these definitions. Okay, I see Amr saying he would.
I'm confused. Are you saying, it's Alan, are you saying we should recommend to the work group that they cancel their Wednesday session?
Yeah, we have a leadership meeting right after this. That's why I've got to leave for the call.
All right. I have no problem with it. I have no problem with that.
Right. I think it's much better that we complete this and get this in. Otherwise, you know, we'll have the same discussion in the work group and be back to go. And I can set aside that side. I see Cheryl can make it. Alan, can you make it then?
I have that meeting on my calendar, no matter what the subject is. So, and I would strongly recommend we do not want to take this document and send it back to the work group. So if that's the alternative, yes.
Yeah, so that'll give me a chance to get my computer talking to my operating system.
Okay.
Amr, you want to say something real quick?
Yeah, just on policy guidance, because this is where we were. And this is something that, as far as I know, does not yet exist, and this working group was chartered to address this question, which is why when we initially tried to define it, I really thought we should stick to the language provided in the charter as much as possible and not open the door to any individual interpretation. I put a suggested definition in the text, in the PET, and I think that would be a relatively harmless one to use. Thanks.
And Amr, just so it's clear, is that pretty much derived from the charter?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. Thanks.
Well, let me do this. I will propose to the leadership that we not hold a work group and that the definitions subgroup meet at that time. And I believe that's 2 o'clock. Is that 2 o'clock on Wednesday, Marika?
Michael, this is Mary. Marika switched over to the other call.
Okay.
I believe that's it's 2000 UTC, whatever time that is for everybody, I think.
So let's plan on that being subgroup. I will get out in a clearer form the few other comments that I had, and actually there are very few on the other things. And if any of you have any other thoughts, either on the material that we've just gone over or on the coming, please send me emails, and I will speak with you all on Wednesday. And thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you on Wednesday. Bye.
Okay. Right now.
Thank you, Kelly. We're not so good.